Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back in quarter number three of this edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by Keystone Sports Network, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com, the Keystone Sports app, and Keystone Sports Network on both Spotify and SoundCloud. All kinds of ways that you can tune in. Dustin Hockenspin and Greg Pickle here. We're back talking more about Penn State's 2019 football team, looking ahead a little bit to summer camp and the 2019 season with our roster breakdown, our player profile series. Three more players to cover right now, all in the offensive line category, which when, you know, as our guy Jimmy over here points out, when you're going through numerically, you're going to have these types of clusters. We just did all defensive. We did two defensive linemen and offensive tackle in the previous segment. If you missed any of these segments, by the way, we've broken down a good portion of the roster so far. They're all available at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. You can find them on SoundCloud and I presume on Spotify as well. So there's plenty of ways to tune back in there. So three offensive linemen, the three we're talking about now, Michael Mennett, CJ Thorpe, Juice Scruggs. Interesting group. And I think Penn State's offensive line is an interesting group as a whole, but especially leading off with Michael Mennett here, your presumed starting safety or starting safety center, once again, one of the most highly acclaimed offensive linemen of the James Franklin era, if not the most highly acclaimed offensive line by national ranking. So it puts him in an interesting spot when, you know, he has a couple injury issues, takes him a couple years to really make his presence felt. You start to get impatient with guys like this, but I mean, that type of development is pretty natural in the offensive line anyway, where there's a lot of development required before they're ready to go head to head with these big grown men, especially in the Big Ten. And, you know, with Mennett, sometimes guys just are not day one guys, and very few offensive linemen are. But Michael Mennett, you're starting to see him realize his potential. And from my vantage point, you weren't sure as a prospect where he made the most sense. You figured maybe guard. He'd never really looked like the guy with the prototypical length required to play offensive tackle. He's listed at 6'4", 312. He's a redshirt junior, so he's got technically one more year of eligibility after this. It'll be interesting to see if he uses that or not. Connor McGovern and Ryan Bates both left eligibility on the table to pursue the NFL. Maybe Michael Mennett will too. But 6'4", 312 on paper looks like he could maybe play any of those five offensive line spots. He just doesn't look like he's got that wingspan and that sort of profile to play tackle. But center, you know, with his athleticism, looks to be a really good fit.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think the tough thing about Mennett is that, you know, and we talked about this a little bit on Monday's show, that you look at what he was in high school, and most people just assumed he was immediately going to be a starting left tackle the second he arrived on campus, and it didn't work out that way, and that's okay. And sometimes these guys take a little bit longer to get on the field, especially the offensive linemen. So the fact that he's now all set and ready to go and able to get out there on the field and make an impact is really good news for Penn State. And he was very good last year. I would expect he's going to be very good this year. And that's what the Lions need: consistency, reliability, and the ability to push forward. Really, really, I think, is the biggest factor when it comes down to your offensive lineman, and he's been able to do all those things so far. He's been healthy for the most part, and he's finally really putting it all together.
So let's look at, I say worst case scenario, but if you look at the 2020 season, losing Michael Mennett, if he were to opt to leave school early, which I have no idea. I don't know how he's going to be viewed by scouts, but I have to think that if he's got two full seasons of really good game film and people recognize how athletic he is for that size, I have to think that option is going to be on the table. So we'll call it a worst case scenario for Penn State and the fragility of its line depth moving forward. If you do lose Michael Mennett, it might just solve one of your issues that is present to start the 2019 season, where CJ Thorpe and Mike Miranda are both playing. You could have Mike Miranda swing into the center spot. You could also have Juice Scruggs, that we'll talk about in just a moment, swing into the center spot. But I think for Penn State's sake, it would be a great thing if Michael Mennett is good enough to consider the NFL, but also wants to come back for that fifth and final year. Because I think the best form of this Penn State offensive line might be more like 2020 than 2019.
Yeah, the problem is I think people are just tired of hearing that.
It's always next year.
Yeah. Oh, well, it's almost like the basketball program. Oh, next year, you know, we'll get a couple guys to come back and the recruits and this, and next year will be the year that Penn State, you know, it puts it all together and makes the NCAA tournament. It feels like the offensive line's a similar conversation. Yeah. I mean, it'll be next year that this group can, you know, dominate Rutgers and Illinois and things like that. And look, they've taken steps forward. They've gotten some guys on the field that have really done a nice job and progressed. But I think you would agree that at some point that's fine and that's well. But you expect a Big Ten team that recruits the way Penn State does to eventually get over the hump and get over the top and be better. And Penn State just has struggled in that regard over the last few years.
And I think there's a lot of fatigue. There's just fan fatigue when it comes to the whole storyline of the offensive line, and you're starting to feel that now. But as we mentioned a few other times, they're in a strange spot, especially with their tackles, where you have one guy whose career ends before it begins. Because I really looking at the 2018 class, I think the coaching staff had to have been pumped to get both Rashid Walker and Nana Asidu and envision this big, towering, athletic, bookend-type situation where you have these guys who I think were the best, most athletic, pure tackles that Franklin has recruited to this point in time. And then to lose one of them really disrupted the vision of where they saw the offensive line going.
Yeah.
And that includes 2019. I think both of those guys, and certainly Rashid Walker as your presumed left starter, or a tackle, presumed starter at left tackle, is going to be in the mix. But I think they saw this going a little bit differently. We've mentioned on this show a few times, probably, a special deal for GoPSURV.com. It's for the home opener against Idaho and the second game of the year against Buffalo. You can buy an RV through GoPSURV.com and get a second one for free for the same game. Double the fun, double the friends, double the family, double everything. Everybody who comes along for the ride gets a 409 tailgate club meal. You get a free shuttle to and from Beaver Stadium, which is an awesome part of that. A whole weekend of tailgating. Really unique way to take in a Penn State weekend. The deal, the buy one, get one free deal, is good through the end of June. Perfect for Father's Day if you want to rush out there and contact Mark about that. You can do so at 1-800-519-8467, or you can check out all the details at gopsurv.com. CJ Thorpe is the next guy up, and talking to him at guard, and I suspect just over the last, 6 months or so, the first time we saw CJ Thorpe was switching to defensive tackle. In your eyes, Greg, it seems like that called into question whether you liked him more as a guard or more as a defensive tackle. I have seen that every step of the way as just being a temporary, hey, instead of being the third team guard, we're going to have you actually get game action at defensive tackle. I never took that seriously as a long-term development. I kind of suspected that he would move back to offensive guard. I also didn't take it as an indictment from the coaching staff about how they view CJ Thorpe and whether they actually think he's better at tackle. I think they had a need. I think there could be some benefit from him actually lining up in the trenches and maybe seeing what life is like for guys that he's going to square up against from his guard spot.
Right.
You knew that he was a powerhouse in the running game. You knew that James Franklin has been pretty open about this, that he had a long way to go in terms of him being a pass blocker. I think in terms of upside, he is your highest upside right guard.
Yeah.
In terms of consistency, I think Mike Miranda is going to be your more consistent guy from one down to the next. You're going to see both of them to start the year, and then it's going to be based on how both of them play, depending on how their roles are going to unfold the rest of the year.
I still am bothered by this whole idea of playing two guys at that position and just being so open and so honest about it. It just feels like, again, when you have two starters, you don't really have one. And that's, you know, that's a bit of a problem.
Sometimes that's true. More often that's true. Sometimes when you have two starters, you actually have two starters.
Sometimes. But more often than not, yeah. And we've heard them talk so much about wanting to be consistent and have continuity at guard and offensive line in general and all this stuff. And it just feels like one of these guys has to step up and win the job. Maybe it'll be Thornton. Maybe it'll be Miranda. I don't know. But you're right. They moved him over to the defensive line in a pinch, and then they moved him back because they think his best outlook is at guard. And with that being the case, he should probably be starting and win the job if he's better than Mike Miranda. So we'll see.
It all comes down to, can he handle his duties as a pass blocker?
Right.
If that part of his game doesn't develop quickly, I think Mike Miranda's consistency is going to win out. If he shows progress there and a good, healthy amount of progress, both in camp and then the early part of the season, I think he's the guy who's going to win out on this competition. I'm not that bothered by playing both of these guys in rotation. I think they've played multiple guys in rotation, and this proceeds, you know, Joe Paterno, a lot of people have played two players, letting that part of the competition ultimately dictate who's your starter and who's not. You just don't often see them talking about it this openly, you know, in the month of March and April, right, about August and September. So we'll see. Last player here, and we mentioned him in the minute conversation, Juice Scruggs, who was a four-star from Erie Cathedral Prep. The big issue, obviously, right now is his health and well-being after getting into a car crash this spring. You don't have I would presume that we're not going to see him in the 2019 season. And the hope is that whatever injuries that he suffered in that car accident, he's able to heal up and get his career back on track, maybe looking at 2020. And as mentioned, if Mennett decides to leave early, Juice Scruggs is a center type who would be able to jump in the mix there and contend for a starting job too. So he's not an inconsequential part of this Penn State roster.
No, not at all. And I think that, you know, sooner rather than later, we can hopefully maybe see him on the field. But, I mean, I think that's a perfect scenario, and the more realistic scenario, it's probably midseason maybe until he's ready to go. So it's going to take some time for him. You know, it was good to see him out and about recently at practice and stuff. But it's going to take some time for him to get ready for game shape, get back in a position where he's fighting for snaps. It's a disappointment because I think that, you know, he was a guy that could factor in this year, but it's also more important to take care of his health and go from there.
All right, we got one more quarter here coming up on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Ask Greg your Penn State football and recruiting questions submitted through the Keystone Sports app. We'll tackle those in just a moment.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today. Hey, Dustin Hockensmith here from the Keystone Sports Network. I wanted to share my own firsthand experience using 409 tailgate sauce. It's a product you hear about often on the Keystone Kickoff Show. This is not an advertisement. It is a fact. 409 tailgate sauce is different from every barbecue sauce I have ever bought. It's not that thick, syrupy, artificial stuff you'll find on grocery store shelves. It's lighter, it's more versatile, and it's good on just about everything. I'd recommend going to 409tailgateclub.com right now. See what I mean, experience that difference, and tailgate with honor.